this could be one of the big, big weekends, and next weekend, too. But we have our friends back on. We had Commissioner Caswell on a few weeks ago, but Director of New Hampshire Division of Travel and Tourism, Lori, joins us, GMI Studios. Lori, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Jack. It's a pleasure to be here.
Big, big weekend. We've had the governor on the other day. He was saying, I think, and your commissioner was saying, it's going to be maybe a record foliage season. Is that still what you're sensing?
That's still what we're predicting. And it's really, I mean, the weather has been in our favor. And as you know, just looking around, the trees are looking beautiful. But we're really predicting a strong season this year. Actually expecting approximately 3.2 million people to visit the Granite State and hopefully spending approximately $1.4 billion into our economy.
Wow, and this is still without the Canadian tourists because we had Senator Shaheen on yesterday talking about next month. Can you repeat those numbers again? That's staggering for the number of people on the tourism dollars.
Yeah, exactly. And that's great news with the land border opening. But yes, we're expecting a really strong season. So approximately 3.2 million people are expected to visit the Granite State and spending about $1.4 billion while they are here, which is a great boost to our economy.
Now, Lori, how are you hearing in... Corey was talking earlier about getting reservations and all that. How are you hearing? How are our tourism operators doing? Are they keeping up with this incredible demand? I know staffing shortages, especially in the North Country, have been really acute. Are they keeping up with this? What are you hearing on the hospitality side?
Yeah, you know, they are. The staffing is definitely a struggle for them. I think a lot of them have been clever in adjusting how they operate. But just anecdotally, we don't have the data in, our official data in yet for the season, but anecdotally, we're hearing that members of the tourism industry are saying that bookings are very strong and actually trending above normal for the amounts of what they had from 2019. So it's all positive news so far is what we're hearing. And with the land border opening for next month, we're anticipating our friends from the north to be coming down to visit us as well. So it's all positive news.
Lori, I imagine you've been with the department quite a while. Have you seen, it amazes me on weekends how busy and how every place, whether it's a Seacoast or a Harvest Festival or the Deerfield Fair recently or the North Country this weekend, how just people are out and about and they want to go out and recreate. Have you seen a foliage season like this shaping up in terms of the numbers of people before in recent years?
You know, it has been. It's been a very busy season. And, you know, I think before the pandemic, we were experiencing some great visitation to the state each year, growing and growing. Unfortunately, the pandemic, obviously, the tourism and hospitality industry was hit one of the hardest. So, you know, we are slowly recovering. And, we're just seeing that this year has been really, you know, there's a lot of pent-up demand amongst consumers and visitors that want to get out and explore, and there's a lot of wonderful things that people can do in New Hampshire. We do encourage people to plan ahead. We actually have a campaign that's called Don't Take New Hampshire for Granted that tries to encourage people to plan ahead. You know, be understanding that there might be longer lines to get into things, and, you know, be respectful of different business practices that might be out there, but also some of the other things of, like, you know, trying to really push the whole idea of leave no trace when you're hiking, respect the trails. You know, if you have garbage that you're after you're out there and about, take it back with you. So just trying to preserve what makes New Hampshire great and keeping our natural assets in place the way people found them. So
all right, Lori, great stuff. And I imagine the following weekend could shape up to be just as busy as this weekend, right?
Absolutely. I hope so. And, the leaves or the latest foliage report that we're seeing is that definitely the Great North Woods and the White Mountains region are have reached their peak, and the other tourism regions aren't far behind. So, you know, what's great about New Hampshire is the variety within proximity. It's easily drivable, so you can, you know, if the leaves aren't quite where you perfect when you are, you can easily drive just a short distance and oftentimes see them in full bloom. So we hope that, you know, this weekend and next weekend will be two great opportunities for people to see the fall foliage in New Hampshire.
Great stuff, Lori. Thank you very much for joining us, Director of Division, New Hampshire Division of Travel and Tourism. Thank you very much on the this Thursday morning. Beautiful day out there. Nice, warm temperatures. Thank you for joining us, GMI Studios. Thank you.
Thank you.